Praise the Lord. If you want to look in your Bible to the 20th chapter of Acts, you know, I was just thinking while we were singing here today, when I get on a big airplane to fly, and I come in through the door, and the cockpit for the pilot is on my left, and the pilot is almost always sitting there already waiting, and I don't usually see the man's face, but I see the back of his head, and if I see gray hair, I feel good. Because I know he's an experienced pilot. I'm sure he's been in trouble before. He's lived and he's come through it. Amen. You remember the pilot that landed the airplane in the Hudson River by New York City? Birds got in the engine. Most unusual that he could land that airplane in the river and it didn't sink. So God has a purpose for elders in the church. Amen. In the natural and the spiritual. Now in the 20th chapter of Acts, Paul is finishing his missionary journey in this particular area of where he had been traveling. He's on his way back to Jerusalem. He will not come back to these cities again. He will write to them. But he is going to be bound in Jerusalem and he's going to be sent to Rome.
ስለዚህ ወደ ኢየሩሳሌም ሄዶ ከዚያ በኋላ ሮም ለመሄድ እቅድ ነበረው።
So since he's the man that planted the seed in these churches,
ስለዚህ ቤተክርስቲያን ላይ ዘርን የዘራ ሰው በመሆኑ መጠን
he laid the foundation,
መሰረት ጥሎ ነበረ።
Amen. He set the churches in order. Sometimes he sent Timothy to help him put things in order. At one point he said to Timothy to go to the church and recognize the elders and set the order.
እንግዲህ ዴሞቴዎስን እየላከ አንዳንድ ጊዜ ስርዓት በሚገባ እንዲሆን ለሽማግሌዎችም እንዲነግራቸው ያደርግ ነበረ።
He didn't say anything about setting pastors in order.
በስርዓት ውስጥ ፓስተሮችን እንዲያስቀምጥ ምንም ያዘዘው ነገር አልነበረ።
He just said to set the elders in order.
በሽማግሌዎችም ግን በስነ ስርዓት እንዲያስቀምጥ ግን ነግሮት ነበረ።
It says in verse 17,
በ17ኛው ቁጥር ላይ የሚናገረው ነገር
And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. That's verse 17. Your Bible say the same thing? Amen. Okay, so we're in agreement. And now he is giving them his last word. He's giving them the word that he believes to be most important for the church. Verse 28. I'm going to show you these words here that Paul is using.
አውሮስ እየተቀመበት ያለውን ይሄንን ካለው ላሳያችሁ መፈልገው ስካውን እየተቀመበትን ማለት ነው።
Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers. I just read the first half of that verse.
ቁጥር 27 ላይ
verse 28
ቁጥር 28 ላይ በገዛ ደሙ የዋጃትን የእግዚአብሔርን ቤተክርስቲያን ተጠብቋት ዘንድ መንፈስ ቅዱስ እናንተን ጳጳሳት አድርጎ ለሾመባት ለመንጋው ሁሉና ለራሳችሁ ተጠንቀቁ ነው የሚለው እዚህ።
Now remember he is called the presbyteros, the elders.
ሽማግሌዎች ነው የሚለው በዚህ ክፍል ላይ።
And to them he is saying,
ለነሱ የሚናገረው ነገር
take heed unto yourselves and to all the flock
መንጋውን ሁሉ ነው የሚለው
which is the sheep
the poimion
over which the Holy Ghost has made you episcopus
መንፈስ ቅዱስ እናንተን ጳጳሳት አድርጎ በሾመበት
overseers
የሚለውን ማለት ነው
not bishops
ጳጳሳት ሳይሆን
That's the same word that they put bishop in some other place.
እንግዲህ በዚህ ስፍራ ላይ ነው ይሄን ነገር bishop የሚል ጳጳስ የሚለውን ያስቀመጡበት ምክንያት ማለት ነው።
Ephesus wouldn't have that many bishops.
በኤፌሶን እንደዚህ የሚያሉ ጳጳሳት አልነበሩምና።
So Paul is saying that the elders are overseers.
ሽማግሌዎች የበላይ ተመልካቾች ናቸው ነው የሚለው ጳውሎስ።
Overseeing the sheep, the flock.
መንጋውን የሚጠብቁ ማለት ነው።
And who made them to be overseers?
የበላይ ጠባቂ እንዲሆኑ ማለት ነው በእነርሱ ላይ።
How did they get that job?
እንዴት ነው ያንን ሊያገኙ የቻሉበት ምክንያት?
What did it say?
ምንድን ነው የሚለው?
Holy Spirit.
መንፈስ ቅዱስ ነው ያ።
Holy Spirit appointed them to be overseers.
የበላይ ተመልካች እንዲሆኑ ያደረጋቸው ማን ነው? መንፈስ ቅዱስ ነው።
You see, God sees into the hearts of men.
እግዚአብሔር ወደ ሰው ልጆች ልብ ይመለከታል ሁልጊዜ።
God puts these gifts into men.
ለሰዎች ደግሞ ይሄንን ስጦታ ሰጥቷል።
God sees faithfulness.
ታማኝነትን ያያል እግዚአብሔር።
God sees maturity.
ብስለትንም እግዚአብሔር ደግሞ ያያል።
You know, there are some men who are not responsible.
አላፊነት የማይሰማው ሰው ከሆነ ግን አንድ ሰው
I'm sure you know men like this.
They እንደዚህ ሰው ደግሞ እንደምታውቁ እርግጠኛ ነኝ.
They promise you that they're going to be at a certain place at a certain time, do a certain job.
የሆነ ነገር እንደሚያደርጉ በሆነ ጊዜና በሆነ ሰዓት ላይ በሆነ ስፍራ
and they don't come and they don't do it.
እንደዚህ ያደርጋሉ ይሏቸዋል. በዛ ስፍራ በዛ ሰዓትም አይመጡም ያንንም ደግሞ ተግባር አያደርጉትም እንደዚህ
and maybe they're 40 maybe they're 50 years old
ምናልባት የ40 ዓመት ቁርኝ ያላቸው ሰዎች ሊሆኑ ይችላሉ እኮ
but they're still like a child
ነገር ግን ልክ እንደ ህፃናት ነው የሚሆኑ
sometimes god sees men that are only 30 but they're faithful
ምናልባት አንዳንድ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔር 30 እድሜ ያለ ሆኖ ግን ታማኝ የሆነ ከሆነ ወደሱ ይመለከታል።
Always faithful.
ሁልጊዜ ታማኝ የሆነ
keep their word.
ቃሉን የሚጠብቅ ሰው
make a promise keep the word.
ተስፋ የሚሰጥ ያንንም ተስፋ ደግሞ ቃሉን የሚጠብቅ
Amen. This is the way we deal with our marriage. We are faithful in our marriage.
በትዳራችን ውስጥም ደግሞ ይሄንን አይነት ነው
So this quality of life carries into everything that we do. Take heed to the flock over which the Holy Spirit has made you an overseer to feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood.
መንፈስ ቅዱስ እናንተ ለሾመበት ለመንጋውና ለራሳችሁ ተጠንቅቆ ጳጳሳት አድርጎ እናንተ ለሾመበት
feed is poimiano
መግቡ የሚለው እንግዲህ poimiano የሚለው ማለት ነው tenshit የሚለው
which means to see that the sheep have good pasture food to eat
በቂ የሆነ ነገር ይመገቡት የሚገባ በጎች አላቸው የሚለውን ነገር ማለት ነው።
Shepherd doesn't have to pick the grass and put it in the sheep's mouth.
ሳሩን አድዶ በጎች አፍ ውስጥ መክተት የለበትም።
All he has to do is take them to the good pasture.
ሊያርጎ የሚገባው ነገር ጥሩ የሆነ መሳማሪያው ላይ መውሰድ ነው።
Present the food.
ምግቡን ማዘጋጀት ነው።
Sheep know how to eat.
በጎች እንዴት አርጎ መመገብ እንደሚችሉ ያን ጊዜ ያውቁበታል።
And if there are sheep, they will eat.
በጎች ከሆኑ ይመገባሉ።
Amen. All right, so again what we see here is the responsibility of elders to shepherd sheep.
እረኞችን መጠበቅ ነው እንግዲህ በዚህ ስፍራ ላይ የምናየው ማለት ነው።
Amen. Elders shepherd sheep.
እረኞች በጎችን ይጠብቃሉ።
Elders oversee the flock.
ሽማግሌዎች በጎችን ይጠብቃሉ መንጋውንም ደግሞ ይጠብቃሉ ይመለከታሉ።
They don't just watch, they don't just feed sheep, but they're also watching.
ድምሮ መመገብ ብቻ ማምላላስ ብቻ ሳይሆን ደግሞ ይጠብቋቸዋል ከክፉ።
They're watching the flock.
መንጋውን ይመለከታሉ ይጠብቃሉ።
Sometimes see sheep that need to be healed.
መታከም የሚገባቸው በጎች ካሉ ያያሉ።
Wounds that need to be bound up.
የቆሰለ አካል ያላቸው በጎች ካሉ እነሱን ይጠግናሉ ያከማቸዋል።
You know, one sheep didn't get enough food.
ምናልባት አንደኛው ደግሞ ባነሰ መልኩ ተመግቦ ይወራል። በዚህ ምግብ አላ
Give some special attention to the sheep.
ስለዚህ ለዛኛው በግ ደግሞ ይሄ አትኩሮት ይጠይቃል ማለት ነው።
But in watching,
በመመልከት ውስጥ ግን
you're also watching for wolves.
ለካውሬዎችም ከተኩላዎችም ደግሞ ማመረበትንም ያካትታል ማለት
ነው። Paul says,
Paulos
next verse, For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock.
ከሄድኩም በኋላ ለመንጋው የማይራሩ ጨቋኞች ተኩላዎች እንዲገቡባችሁ ደቀ መዛሙርትንም ወደ ኋላ ይስቡ ዘንድ ጠማማ ነገር የሚናገሩ ሰዎች በመካከላችሁ እንዲነሱ እኔ አውቃለሁ የሚለው።
Now these wolves will not come looking like wolves.
እነዚህ ተኩላዎች ተኩላ አይመስሉ።
They will come looking like a sheep. But the responsibility of the elders, plural, is to spot the wolf and confront the wolf. What are you doing? We haven't had many wolves come around where I live. I mean spiritual wolves. But we've had a few. I remember we had some special meetings where one of God's prophets came. And there came a man that we didn't know. And the next thing I know, he was over in the corner laying hands on people and prophesying things to them. And his own life was a mess.
በራሱ ህይወት ላይ በጣም የተመሰቃቀለ ነበር።
He was living a terrible life.
በጣም የሚያስደንቅና መጥፎ ህይወት ነበር የሚኖር የነበረው።
But apparently he wanted to be a pastor and he was going to take a little sheep here and a little sheep there.
ፓስተር ሞን ፍላጎት የፍላጎት ስለነበረው ከዛ ከኛ ውስጥ አንዳንድ በጎችን ይዞ መሄድ ነበር።
But his ministry was destroying people. He was giving them terrible advice. So with a couple of us elders, we said to the man, you may come to the meeting, but you are not to pray over people and you're not to prophesy over people. He didn't come back. Okay, so we see the shepherd ministry is pretty well defined already, isn't it? Can we go to the book of Ephesians? And we do want to look at ministry. You've probably heard so much about what went wrong in the church. You'd like to know what is right.
Ephesians 4.
Did you translate what I just said? I said you've probably heard so much about what is wrong in the church systems. We need to hear the positive of what is right. So the first positive is that God wants elders to take responsibility among the flock. Amen. And that is a very good thing. Some of you are pastors. This word is not meant to say you have no place in the church. You will have a very important part in the church. But you won't be calling yourself pastor. And you won't be acting like the Lord over the flock. Now, I'm talking so far about the local fellowship. But God also has ministries that reach out beyond the local fellowship. And of course, these ministries are also part of a local fellowship. Now, when I say ministry, here's another one of those words that got corrupted over the years. The original meaning of the word ministry means servant. But when I drive the streets of Addis Ababa, ministry of water, ministry of education, ministry of all kinds of ministries of government. So you see, the word from servant, it has come to be the head man, the chief man. So the word has changed its meaning. But if you will understand me when I'm using the original meaning of the word ministry, I really don't have a better word to use. We will talk about fivefold ministry. Ephesians 4, verse 11. We're talking about Jesus. It says, and he gave some apostles. Wait a minute, maybe we should have started earlier. Where does it say that he gave gifts?
From 9.
Is that in that right there?
11.
11. Okay, yeah, we're starting in the right place. And he...
Up in Mark it says he gave gifts to men in verse 8.
In verse 8, yeah. It says, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men.
ወደላይ በወጣ ጊዜ ምርኮን ማረከ ለሰዎችን ስጦታን ሰጠ ይላል
So these ministries are gifts that God has given to the church. When I say church, I mean the true church. Another word that has unfortunately changed in its meaning over the years. So many times when we say the church, we are talking about the whole system of churches. But I'm going to use the word that God intended to have, His church. All right, so He gave these gifts. In verse 11 it says, and He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some shepherds and teachers. Somebody was telling me here in the beginning of the meeting that they have a friend or a man or somebody that they know that, what, he gave them a card or something, and his name, and it said Apostle Doctor or something like that. Doctor Apostle. Now, I have never, by the way, I think I have only known one real apostle in my life. However, I do believe that God has more of them. I have read a couple of wonderful books about men that I believe with all my heart are apostles of God. I don't know how many he has. I don't know if I'll ever meet another apostle. I will say this, there aren't very many of them. And going and getting a doctoral degree in theology and traveling on the road does not make you an apostle. You can even plant two or three churches and that does not make you an apostle. Amen. Now the word apostle means sent. Men who were sent. Brother Bert told you the other day how Paul came and submitted himself to the local fellowship. The Spirit of God began to move when they fasted and prayed. And the Spirit of prophecy came to the people there. We know there were prophets in that fellowship as well. And the Spirit of prophecy said, separate Paul and Barnabas unto me. And they laid hands on them and sent them out. Now we are sent of God. We who came here, we are sent here of God. But not a one of us would say we're an apostle. We may have other gifts, but we don't have the apostle gift. But what we are bringing you is an apostolic word. We bring an apostolic vision to you. And we have been influenced by the ministry of an apostolic word.
ተጽዕኖ ተፈጥሮብናል እኛ ላይ
we have been taught by an apostolic word
በሐዋርያዊ ቃል ነው ትምህርት ስልጠና ያገኘነው
and Paul said to Timothy I believe to find more faithful men and pass the word on to them
ሐዋርያው ጳውሎስ ለጢሞቴዎስ የተናገረውን አምናለሁኝ ለሌሎች ሰዎች ታማኝ ለሆኑ ሰዎች ቃሉን አሳልፎ እንዲሰጥ
The Holy Spirit gave a word to us that in Ethiopia faithful men would be found to carry this message. If we have 50 people here, will there be one who will catch this vision? Who will be stirred in his heart and will say, yes, I want to be among the sons of God. Yes, I want to teach other young men this word. And I want to stand before Jesus when my time comes and I want to hear him say, Well done, good and faithful servant. There is, the second is the prophet. If I had time to draw the sides of the boards of the tabernacle building itself, the wooden boards that were covered with gold, the boards that speak of members of the body, and these boards had golden rings. And there were five bars that went through. That held the boards and kept them in order. This is the function of the fivefold ministry. Keep the church in order. So that we don't go off on some strange doctrine. So we don't listen to some wolf. There are many deceptive ministries where I come from. Leading many, many people astray. Some of them have big television programs. Sometimes a whole church under a pastor will go down and travel to be part of this whatever is going on. But to see if these churches had access to the full fivefold ministry of God, they would not be deceived like this. They would have a solid doctrine that is in agreement with the Word of God. So the bar in the middle goes all the way across. That's the apostle bar. Then there are two on the top. Prophet, evangelist. Two bars on the bottom. Shepherd, teacher. Amen. Now you know the ministry of the prophet. I don't have to talk to you a lot about that, do I? You believe in the legitimacy of the prophetic ministry, do you not? You know, the interesting thing about the, shall we say, the world of churches. Most of the churches that are not in God's order, they do not receive the ministry of apostle. They do not receive the ministry of the prophet. Two of the most important ministries, if I dare use the word important, they have rejected. If they have apostle, they have corrupted the meaning of it, and they have appointed.
You want to add something?
Comment with regards to the apostle and the prophetic ministry is that the scripture says that the foundation of the church,
yes,
is established on those ministries.
Yes, I was going to mention that. Thank you, Bert. Yes, the foundation of the church is based on the ministry of the apostles and the prophets. Just give it and we'll give it out to them so they can have it. Do you have it there, George?
I'll find it.
George. First or Second Peter? Okay. See, here's where it's good to have many elders here. They know where to find things. What?
Ephesians 2:20, we can find it.
Ephesians 2:20. Oh, the brother knows right here. Yes. The household of God and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen. In verse 22 it says, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit.
A second witness is 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28.
1 Corinthians 12:28, yes. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, gifts of healing, helps, government, diversities of tongues. So those three ministries are listed in Corinthians. And by the way, if you want to follow up, you go over in Revelation, I think it's chapter 18 or 19. When you find that the beast, the harlot, hates the ministry of the apostles and the prophets. You want to go to the Old Testament, you can find that Jezebel hates the prophets. And she went about to destroy the prophets. And there is still a very active Jezebel influence in the churches today. And Jezebel puts false prophets in. Prophesy falsely. Live falsely and deceive people, because the sheep have lost the ability to discern by the Spirit. You see, the gift of discerning spirits is also gone from most of the church. People come in and prophesy and say things. Where are the little people that are supposed to have these gifts of discerning? They may not be elders. Maybe a child. Brother, there's something wrong with that man. You know, I used to be friends of a Puerto Rican couple when I lived in another city. When this woman was a little girl in Puerto Rico, 12 years old, they used to pray and fast every Saturday. They go in the mountains and pray and fast. One day an evangelist came to their church. This 12-year-old was so stirred by the Spirit. She got up from her seat, she went up front, and she said, "Thus says the Lord, Mister, you must repent." The man was living in sin. And he fell down and admitted his sin. Now, would we rebuke that little girl? Do you know what? These big ministries, these big television ministries, you cannot get close to them. They have 12 security guards around the platform. You come close to that platform and one of these security guards will grab you and take you out. How will you know them that labor among you if you can't know them? I'm just telling you, Jesus said that many will rise up and say that I am of the nature of Christ. He said, do not go after them, do not follow them. And the church apparently has forgot to read what Jesus said. Because they go after everything that comes. Come on, brethren, we have to start overseeing and watching the flock to see that this thing doesn't come in. All right, so you know something about these five ministries. My hand has five ministers. The hand of God has five ministers. Does it not? Amen. So what shall we say about these five? One of the key member of my hand is my thumb. Now, I can't do much with my hand without a functioning thumb. I cannot pick this Bible up without my thumb. Try to pick up a glass of water without using your thumb. You might be able to do it, but you won't do it well. You'll be very unstable in what you're doing. So the thumb is key to keeping the balance of the hand. He's not the Lord, he's not the boss, but he's an important servant. And if he's like Christ, he's an humble servant. He is also a partaker of the suffering of Jesus Christ. He doesn't carry a little card that says he has a doctoral degree.
ትንሽ ካርድ ይዞ እሱ ዶክተራል የዶክትሬት ዲግሪ እንደያዘ ራሱን አትናረገ
He will probably never tell you that he's an apostle. You'll have to know him for a while. And then you'll say, I wonder if that brother is an apostle. He brings such a powerful word. I mean, his word just shakes the heaven and earth. His word is so correct. When we first heard the man that I am talking about in my experience, he came to our local fellowship. He said many powerful things that shook us up. We went home that night. My wife said to me, Brother Mark, either this man is 100% wrong or he's 100% right. I said, Sister, what I've heard tonight is 100% right. She said, but he opened the door and blew everybody away. I said, that's okay. The things that cannot be shaken will remain as the kingdom of God. Alright, so the next finger is the prophet. Prophet points the way. Thus saith the Lord. Brother, the Lord has a word for you.
Amen.
Amen. And then when my wife used to come to me with the finger, I knew I was going to get a prophetic word. One day she brought the finger to me, and she said to me, Brother, your life has gone into wood, hay, and stubble. And that is not what God called you to. I didn't quarrel with her. I put my head down. I said, Oh God, I need to repent. I've got to get rid of that wood, hay, and stubble that I've been involved with. Because it will be burnt if I bring it before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. One of my fingers is longer than the other. Can you see which one?
Yeah.
One of the ministries reaches out quite far. Ministry goes out to many places. Now, I don't know that Timothy was an evangelist. I don't believe he was. But Paul said to Timothy, do the work of an evangelist. So you don't have to be an evangelist to do the work of an evangelist. You don't have to be a prophet to prophesy. Not everyone that prophesies is a prophet. The gift of prophecy is also in the body of Christ. Amen? Sometimes a little child will prophesy. Amen? So, the evangelist is a gift, again, that reaches far out.
ስለዚህ የወንጌላዊነት ስጦታ
And like the apostle and the prophet and the evangelist, he probably doesn't have to come and say, I'm John Brown and I'm the evangelist. If he preaches like an evangelist and he has a concern for reaching out to the lost, he might have the gift of an evangelist. Amen. Now we have the next finger. I call it the shepherd finger. And what do I have on this shepherd finger?
Shepherd finger,
what do you see there? You see a golden ring. And what is the meaning of that golden ring? It is a ring of covenant of love, is it not? And the shepherd has a covenant of love between God and his sheep. God's sheep. And he loves the sheep. He lays his life down for the sheep. By the way, did you know Jesus was all these ministries? He's the apostle. He's the prophet. He's the evangelist. He's the shepherd. He's the teacher. He has it all. But he parceled it out to men. He didn't give us all those gifts to one man. Amen. So the love ministry. The shepherd ministry is loving sheep that are sometimes difficult to love. Have you ever met people that are difficult to love? They just don't want to be loved. But you love them anyway. Amen.
Amen.
And when I have trouble loving some people, I think of Jesus. And I'm thinking, but he loves this person. If I'm his servant, I'm going to have to change my nature and my attitude to be like Jesus. Okay. And the last of my fingers, it's the smallest, the teacher. But let me ask you a question. If I want to get into my ear, which finger would I use? This one works best. So the teacher ministry can get into your ear. Amen. Breaks the word down so that you can digest it, understand it. Now there's one more little subject I'd like to bring up. We have a little time here yet, don't we? Let me find the page here. Where have we been? How did I get over into Ephesians? I was over in Peter, wasn't I? Yeah, but I went... Oh, yeah, let's not leave that right away.
Yeah, if it's on the other hand, no, but so...
Here we are. The purpose of this fivefold ministry... And how long is this ministry going to last? It says here, he gave these gifts to the church, to the body of Christ, until when? Forever? No. Until we all come in the unity of the faith. Are we all in the unity of the faith yet? I don't think we're all in unity yet. And the knowledge of the Son of God. Till we come unto a perfect man. There's that word that George was talking about yesterday. The perfect man. Complete. Mature. Lacking nothing. Okay. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Many years ago, we went to Prague in the Czech Republic. And a woman came to our meeting. And she said, "Oh, I have met other people that are just like you. They're preaching the same word." This is many years ago when the Iron Curtain of communism came down there. I guess the curtain came down everywhere, didn't it? I guess the curtain came down everywhere. The communist curtain. So I said to her, "Well, if there are people who are preaching the same thing, I would like to meet them." So she brought two men over to where we were staying. And I greeted them. I said, "Well, the little sister here says that we're all preaching the same thing." And they said to me, "Well, okay, tell us, what do you believe?" I said, "Well, we believe in the fivefold ministry. We believe in apostles and prophets." And the man said, "Oh no, 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 no more apostles, no more prophets." I said, "What? It's in the Bible." "No, no, apostle and prophet, it all died out when John died." He was the last apostle. I said, "But the Word of God says, until we all come," and I read that verse. And the man said, "Well, we are all in unity." He said, "We are in unity." I said, "How can that be? We can't even agree about this." Well, he said, "Well, the whole Bible is written, therefore we are all in unity." But you see, we weren't in unity. So we still need the ministry. And then verse 14 says, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
በትምህርት ነፋስ ሁሉ እየተፈገመገም ወዲያና ወዲህም እየተንሳፈፈ
ሕፃናት መሆን ወደፊት አይገባንም። ነገር ግን እውነትን በፍቅር እያያዝን በነገር ሁሉ ወደ እርሱ ራስ ወደሚሆን ወደ ክርስቶስ እንደግ።
So again, they're describing the ministry as protecting the flock from deceiving wolves.
እንግዲህ ከሚያታልሉ ቀበሮዎች መከላከል ይገባቸዋል ማለት ነው።
Let me go to one more place before we leave this.
ይሄንን ከመተዋችን በፊት ወደ አንድ ስፍራ ልወስዳችሁ ፈልጋለሁ።
And I think we'll go to the 23rd chapter of Matthew.
Matthew's 23 ምዕራፍ ላይ ይመስለኛል።
Matthew chapter 23.
Matthew's ምዕራፍ 23 ላይ
And Jesus was talking to the ministers of the church of his generation.
በርሱ ዘመን ላለችው ቤተክርስቲያን አገልጋዮች ነው ይሄንን የሚናገረው።
Scribes and Pharisees.
ጻፎችና ፈሪሳውያን ናቸው በርሱ ዘመን የነበሩት መሪዎች።
Now let me read a few verses here. Verse 6. He says they love the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues.
በመሳም የከበሬታ ስፍራ በመቅረብም የከበሬታ ወንበር በገበያም ሰላምታን።
Now what is the motive here of liking the chief seats and the uppermost rooms at the feast?
የከበረታ ስፍራና በመቅረብ ደግሞ የከበረ ወንበርን መፈለግ ምንድን ነው?
The motive of this ministry of course is they want recognition by men.
በሰው ዕውቅና ማግኘት እንደሆነ የውስጥ ፍላጎታቸው ያሳያል።
The servant that washes the feet he gets no recognition of men.
እግርን የሚያጥብ አገልጋይ ዕውቅና ከሰዎች አይፈልግም።
The man that opens the door he doesn't have a very important place of recognition.
የበራችን ጠባቂ በራችን ይፈትና ሚዘጋልን ሰው የዕውቅናን ነገር አይፈልግም።
But if he doesn't open the door I can't get in.
እንግዲህ እሱ ደግሞ ደጁን ማይከፍትልኝ ከሆነ ወደ ውስጥ ግን ልገባ አልችልም።
Okay, so
ስለዚህ
he says and they love the greetings in the market and to be called of men rabbi rabbi.
በገበያ ስፍራ ላይም መምህር ሆይ መምህር ሆይ ተብሎ መጠራትን ይወዳሉ።
So we're talking about titles.
እንግዲህ ስለ መጠሪያ ስም ነው እያወራን ያለነው።
And we're talking about means of recognition.
ዕውቅና የሚለውን ምን ማለት እንደሆነ እያየን ነው።
So the rabbi would wear clothes of special distinction of some sort that the people in the market would recognize him as a rabbi.
ግሪ በማርኬት ውስጥ እሱን መምህር መሆኑን አውቀው እንዲጠሩትና እንዲያመሰግኑት ይፈልጋል ማለት ነው።
I don't have much experience with that here in Ethiopia.
በኢትዮጵያ ያ ነገር እንዳለ ብዙ አላውቅም እኔ።
But I have experience in America.
አሜሪካ ግን ይሄ ነገር እንዳለ አውቃለሁ።
Where we have Roman Catholicism.
የሮማ ካቶሊክ ባለበት ስፍራ ላይ ማለት ነው።
And the priests have special black clothes that they wear.
ካቶሊክቱ ለየት ያለ ጥቁር ልብስ አላቸው በዛ በካቶሊክ።
And I have observed people responding when they see these men in the marketplace.
በዛ በገበያ ስፍራ ላይ ደግሞ ይሄንን ደግሞ ይፈልጉታል እነሱ።
And the people come and they say
ሰዎች ይመጡና እንደዚህ መሆናቸውን ሲያውቁ
Oh how, Father.
አባ ብሎ
Father good day to you.
አባ መልካም ቀን ደርሶ ይሁን።
And you know they bow a little bit, you know.
በጥቂቱ ይጎነበሱላቸዋል።
And I've noticed that the priest enjoys this.
ታዲያ ካህናቶቹ ይሄ ነገር ያስደስታቸዋል እንዴ በመሆኑ?
He smiles and you know he likes the recognition.
እንግዲህ ያንን አክብሮ ከበሬታ በጣም ስለሚፈልገው ሳቅ ፈገግ ፈገግ ይላል ማለት ነው።
And Jesus was saying the same thing in his day, the rabbi.
በርሱ ዘመንም ደግሞ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ መምህራን ነበሩና ይሄንን
the rabbi wanted people to recognize that he was a rabbi in the marketplace. Has nothing to do with his spiritual place of teaching the word. He just wants the personal recognition of honor. I mentioned when I first went to the city, it was a Pentecostal church, by the way. It was part of a denomination. And it was the biggest one in town. And one night after a meeting, we went to a certain little restaurant in the city. And I knew some of the assistant pastors that this man had. And I thought I saw one of the young men sitting at another table. But I was confused. Because he had the black thing and the little white trim, you know. And I said to my wife, isn't that brother so-and-so over there? She said, well, I don't know. It looks like him in his face. I said, no. It can't be him. He's dressed up like a priest. And then I thought, well, maybe he's an Episcopal priest. So finally my curiosity got the best of me. And I got up from my table and I walked over to the table where this man was sitting. I said, excuse me, but do I know you? Are you brother so-and-so? He said, well, yes, I am. I said, oh, I didn't recognize you with that collar you're wearing. I thought you were a priest or something. He said, well, we want to be identified with our Catholic brethren. I had no more to say. I went back to my table. I was just grieved. I thought, is this what's happening to the church? Is this where ecumenicism is going, that we're all going to be the same church? That we're even going to join with the harlot church? Amen. Well, okay, so he says, but be not called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. Verse
8.
What is Jesus saying? Come on, help me. Put this into terms that we can understand. Are there any rabbis here today? No, I don't see any rabbis. Alright? Is this verse, is this talking to us? Can we just, well, let's just cross it out. It doesn't apply to us. Throw it away. Has no meaning for the church. He is saying that you're taking the title rabbi, which means master. You're doing it for recognition. And he said, in my church, no.
እንደዚህ ሊሆን አይገባውም
all of you are equal brethren
ሁላችሁም እኩል ወንድማማቾች ናችሁ ነው የሚለው
you're a sheep just like the other sheep in my eyes
በኔ አይን ልክ እንደ ሌሎቹ በጎች እናንተም በጎች ናችሁ ነው የሚለው
don't call yourself anything else
ሌላ ነገር ብላችሁ ራሳችሁን አትጥሩ በጎች
but a brother
Want
to put that on your card? Put it on your card. Brother John Jones. But you don't even have to put brother. Amen. Let's go on. And call no man your father upon earth, for one is your father which is in heaven.
አባታቸው አንዱርሱም እየሰማይ ነውና በእውድ ላይ ማንንም አባት ብራቹ አትጥሩ
Oh, that's just the Catholic or the Coptic or the Orthodox. That doesn't apply to us. But it's the principle of what Jesus is saying. The man who is called father has a position of recognition. He has an office and he enjoys being recognized as such. And Jesus is saying to the sheep, don't do that. Don't call them that. You know, I have known some of the pastor friends that I have. And they use the title pastor in the same way.
Pastor የሚለውን መጠሪያስ የሚጠቀሙት ልክ በዚህ እንደተጠቀሙበት አይነት መንገድ ነው።
I have seen people greet the pastor in the marketplace.
በገበያ ስፍራ ፓስተር የሆነው ሰው ተንበርክኮ ሰላምታ ሲሰጠው አይቻለሁ ነው።
They don't call him by his name.
በስሙ እንኳን አይጠሩትም።
They call him pastor.
Pastor ብለው ነው የሚጠሩት።
He has no other name.
ሌላ ስም የለውም።
And when they come, they bow.
በሚመጡ ጊዜ ራሳቸውን አንገታቸውን ዝቅ ያደርጋሉ።
Good morning, Pastor. How are you today, Pastor? No, I'm serious.
And
I called the office of one of the men that I knew. He was a friend of mine. His secretary answered the phone. I said, "Is Brother John in?" She said, "Pastor's not in." I said, "Well, when can I meet Brother John?" "Pastor's out of town." Well, I wanted to ask him about this little item that he wanted to sell. I'll leave word for Pastor. I think this girl doesn't know his name. I said, well, I called another time. I said, is he still the pastor of this church? She said, no. He's an apostle now. I said, oh, how did he get to be an apostle? She said, well, he travels around a little bit. Now he's an apostle. Oh my goodness. But this is the way some of the pastors insist that people call them this. New people come to our fellowship. People that I've never seen before. They greet me. They say, "Hello, Pastor." I say, "I'm Brother Mark." Oh, good to meet you, Pastor. Okay, I'll let it go for a little while. Next time you come back, I'm going to stop you again. And I'm going to tell you clearly, please, do not give me a title. I am Brother Mark. If you need to give me a title, give me Brother. If you're a child, you want to teach your children, call him Brother. If you're a man like me, just greet me and say, Mark, it is good to see you. I won't be offended. No, I will not be offended. Jesus went on and he said, neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. One is your master. Now the word master has a meaning. It means the chief teacher, the one who is in control of the classroom. By the way, I met the master one day face to face. Jesus stood before me when I was in the hospital bed, and I saw his face. He had the face of a master. And he was not happy. He told me some things that were going on in the body of Christ. And he said, I'm not going to put up with it much longer. I know who it was. I saw his hands. I know he was the master. He didn't have to tell me anything. I knew the master. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. So you see, the kingdom of God is in reverse order of the kingdoms of this world. So when they said that Paul turned the world upside down, he was putting it right. The right way that it should have been. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anything I failed to mention here, brethren? What time do you have lunch?
Since I've no visa, yeah, not you.
Do you want to have a question or two?
Yeah, I can't let you. But if it's a fellow, it's like I can't let you. Besides, I think I just don't know.
We have time.
Yeah, we have time. Okay, let's do it.
Finish the Yaka Salander, but Yaki Halachu, the day was Halachu.
Well, the teachings are very clear and understandable, and of course they are changing our understanding and life. But concerning this, the calling, the name, for instance, if you are called brother, it is because that Jesus is our brother.
Yes.
And this title is given because we all are born of the Spirit.
Amen.
So anyone is born of the Spirit is in a position to be called brother, as well as a brother to others.
Yes.
So he's a brother, not because I wanted, it's because that he's born of the Spirit. I am born of the Spirit. We both are born from the Spirit of Jesus. So he's son, and I'm son, and we're brothers.
Yes. I agree.
In relation with our sonship. But when we come to the collective unity of the Christians, the being brothers, for instance, if you are acting like or teaching like an apostle, it is not because that we are trying to make you different, it is because that you are acting and functioning like an apostle. Brother apostle, it is your work that identifies you to be called apostle. That does not mean that you become above the brethren. And being a pastor, that pastor is also a son of God, is a brother, at the same time is a pastor or a shepherd of something. So how is this naming going, this name giving going? For instance, you said that she's my wife.
Okay.
She's your sister, born of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And she's your wife because you married her.
We don't have a problem with brother and sister.
I understand.
Yeah.
So now I am a brother because I'm born of the Jesus Christ by faith. So, but when in the case of ministry, if I am given a place by colleague or by something in a collective, if they recognize me as a brother, but I am working as an evangelist, I am working as a pastor, as I am working as an apostle, what is it going to call that particular person who is having that gift to be recognized and to be called by that name? For instance, if you see the president, who is the president of Ethiopia? No, he cannot be called a president because he was going to be, let him come speak, he's a president, being an Ethiopian.
He's not in the house of God. He's in the world. We can call him anything he wants to be called.
Even in the church. The church. Why did Jesus call the apostles? Does he want them to make us above us? Is that so? Or is that because of what he has already planned his life to do? Why did he particularly mention, so, you are apostles? And when he raised up, he gives this to someone to be called and to do the work and to be called. So what's wrong to be called? For instance, if I call, now I receive the teaching, I receive the Spirit, if I start calling by myself, you are an apostle.
Yeah.
Amen. The body will recognize the gifts.
ሐዋርያት ወይ ደግሞ ፓስተር ከሌተብሎ መጥራቱ ችግሩ ምንድነው? ሌሎችም ፕሬዝዳንቶች ከሆኑ የፕሬዝዳንትነት መብት ስልጣን ካላቸው ፕሬዝዳንቶቹ ለምንጠራቸዋለን? እንደ ሐዋርያ እንደ አስተማሪና እንደ መጋቢ የክርስቶስ አካል ዕውቅና ከሰጠችው ለአንድ ሰው ያንን ስም ይዞ መጥራቱ ያስከትለው ችግር ምንድነው የሚለው አጭር ነው
ማለት ነው። አሜን። Yeah, the body will recognize these gifts. And if you are truly part of the body of Christ, the arm recognizes my hand. He just functions. These are functions of the Holy Spirit. My shoulder recognizes my arm. The body functions with instruction from the head. If the head tells the mouth to speak, the mouth speaks and the ear hears. And I don't say before I speak, now we will hear from the mouth. The mouth just opens and speaks. The problem is, it's not the issue of the name. It strikes at issues in the heart of man. This is where the problem is. Man has in his nature a desire to rise above and to rule over other men. It is not in man's nature to try to be humble. the biggest problem with Satan was his pride and his ambition. And it was what brought him down. And pride and ambition have brought many of the servants of God down. So I don't want recognition, flattery, to feed anything of pride in me. You can do what you want. I don't want praise of man. If I'm moving in the Spirit of God, I pray that the true sons of God will recognize that Spirit. I think that's the best I can do.
I'll add something.
Okay.
Undumachin market urabrar total. God bless you. አሁን መጨረሻ ላይ የተብራራው ነገር ያስጨበጨባችሁ ግልጽ መሰለኝ። ለጋሽ መስፍንን ጥያቄ ወድጃለሁ። አንዳንዴ ውጪ ከምንል እንዲፎርዋርድ አድርገን